Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show as we are celebrating a milestone moment for Rocket City Adapted Athletics. For the first time in program history, the Rocket City Rockets took the court in a competitive tournament, traveling to Emerson, Georgia, to compete in the Big Peach Slam Jam. Try to say that three times fast. Joining me right now is founder and coach Chase Woods, who is not only building a program, but creating opportunity, confidence, and belonging for young athletes through wheelchair basketball. This is a story about growth, perseverance, and what it means to take that first big step forward. And these are some amazing young people that we're talking about today. Welcome back to the show, Chase Woods.
Yeah, Mark, thanks for having me.
Glad y'all made it back safely. How was the trip?
The trip, everything went smooth. Everything went good as far as our logistics and our travel, and everybody made it safely. And we had a great time. It was a great weekend. As I said, we're a little tired, but that's always good. So it was a great weekend.
So Chase, take us back to when the Rockets rolled onto the court for their very first ever tournament. What was going through your mind as this is happening?
Yeah, so when I arrived there, I was telling everybody, I don't think it's hit me yet. But then when we rolled in there to the gym and got to our court and we're waiting for our game, that's when it got real for me. Like we're really here and we really, made it and we finally got to this point. And I know a couple of the players were a little nervous. They said, my heart is beating fast, coach. And I said, coach's heart is beating fast too.
Well, before we get into scores or even stats, why was simply being there in Emerson, Georgia for this first tournament a big moment for Rocket City Adapted Athletics?
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes all the way back to the beginning. And, I know that you were one of the first people to kind of do a little interview on me. I think we first talked in like 2022, I think. or it might have been 2023. But, you know, from the time we started, we had, you know, no money, no equipment, no gym. And then we secured each of those things and took each of those steps. And, you know, we practiced for probably around 2 years, and we only had three or four. And then we finally added these two, and we also added another, and she wasn't able to be at this one. But just the growth and kind of how long it took, and just staying the course and staying committed to it, and to see all that hard work, you know, finally pay off, and finally get to see the kids go out there and kind of showcase what we've been working on and all those things. It was amazing.
You founded Rocket City Adapted Athletics with a long-term vision in your mind. How did this tournament validate the work that's been happening behind the scenes for these years now?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it was just getting to see it all come together, you know, because I kind of visualize everything and even into the future and just visualizing, you know, our uniforms and us out there warming up and all these things with your logos and your game day graphics, like just to see all that finally get to be used and come into play. It just really shows me that, you know, if you have a vision for something and you work at it and continue to work at it, and even when times get tough and you continue to dig, you know, if you have a vision for something, you know, you just keep working and you can make it happen.
For listeners who may not know, what is the Big Peach Slam Jam, and why was it important for your team to compete there in Georgia?
Yeah, so the Big Peach Slam Jam, this was the 10th annual Big Peach Slam Jam, and I actually played in the first one. So it kind of came full circle for me that I got to play my first game there and I got to coach my first game there. But since I was there from the first one to now the 10th annual tournament, it's like the second largest tournament to NWBA Nationals. So I believe there was like 32 teams, I want to say, that were there this weekend. So we went right into one of the biggest tournaments in the country as our first one. But yeah, that tournament's really grown and it's big, but it was an opportunity for our kids to get to see a lot of other kids like them. And also for the parents to get to interact with the parents from the other team and the kids to kind of meet some other kids like them.
So the players consist of Lawson, Magda, Jacob, Kira, Nehem, and Caden. And let's talk about what this tournament meant to the team and what you saw in your team that you were most proud of.
Yeah, I think what I was most proud of was just our growth and how we continue to get better each game. I think the first one everybody was a little get the jitters out and everything, but to see them go from the beginning of it when they were kind of scared and kind of nervous, and by the end of the tournament they were going out there and playing hard and giving it everything, and they weren't as maybe scared as they were at first because some of the kids were a little bit bigger than us, but I think they responded well, and we continue to see them grow through the weekend.
The team set a record with 6 rebounds in that final game. It was a team record. What does that say about the growth and effort of these young athletes?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just shows that they just continue to get better, and they take coaching and they respond to it, because I think before that, we had 5 rebounds. That was our highest, and then we broke it in that last game with 6. So to see them kind of start getting the hang of things and where to position and where to be and the timing of things to get a rebound, you know, we're already seeing that they're learning. So that was a great thing to see from them.
Let's talk about some of the individual moments that you posted about. Lawson scored 6 points. Kira and Caden pulled down rebounds, and the hustle across the board. How proud are you of each player and what they brought to the floor?
Yeah, I'm very pleased with all of our kids. I know that one in particular, Neem, he got out there and he hustled the whole time. He brought energy and he was ready to go. So he did a really good job. But all the players did fantastic. They went out there and they hustled. And as I said, you know, some of those kids were a little bit bigger than them, but they went right out there and with no fear and did it. And then, of course, we had some get some rebounds, and Lawson was our leading scorer on the weekend. But they all did a fantastic job.
Chase, what matters the most to you after a weekend experience like this being the first tournament for your team?
Yeah, I think it was just – I think – my main thing is I think it was a real eye-open experience, I think, for our kids to get to kind of see that there's a bigger world out here. And I think the parents kind of were able to take part in that as well. So, you know, that's one of the most important things from it. But of course, you know, you learn a lot on the court, but as far as off the court, I think you learn a little bit more about, you know, independence, and because you got to be at the court at a certain time, you got to have your water bottle. And so it's kind of just all those things mixed together. And just as they get older, you know, it'll help them not only as basketball players, but also as people once they leave the basketball space or they move on from our program.
Now, you've talked before about how adapted athletics shaped your own life. How do you see that same transformation beginning to take place in these young athletes?
Yeah, so I think as far as us, like when I first started, you know, we didn't really know how big this was and everything. But when we went into that first annual one, you know, it kind of opened our eyes like, you know, whoa, there's this whole entire world and there's this whole entire community. And I know that one of my parents had posted afterwards that they said it was a great weekend and, you know, they were tired. But she said that she had heard about the wheelchair basketball community. And obviously, you know, from us having that experience, we've been able to kind of tell them. But then she said that seeing it and being there in person, there was nothing like it. So I think for our kids, just getting that opportunity to kind of see that there's a whole bigger world out here and there's so much opportunity for them in the adaptive sports space.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Coach Chase Woods about the Rocket City Adapted Athletics team that just had their first tournament, their first ever tournament in Emerson, Georgia. Coach Woods is sharing with us that experience today, and we're learning more about Rocket City Adapted Athletics. I want you to find out more, and we're going to have another segment coming up where Chase shares some more about this experience, what they're going to do moving forward. They have some more tournaments coming up. This is just the first, so it's not the end, it's the first, and these young people had an incredible experience, and Chase, if you'll stick with me, we'll have that conversation on the other side, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
Daddy.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have my friend Coach Chase Woods on the line with me as we talk about Rocket City Adapted Athletics and the first time in program history that the Rocket City Rockets took the court in a competitive tournament traveling to Emerson, Georgia to compete in the Big Peach Slam Jam. Joining me right now is founder and coach Chase Woods. We've had conversations before as we've supported this effort. Welcome back to the show, Coach Woods.
Thank you.
Obviously, as I said, this was the first tournament, but not the last. What does the upcoming schedule look like for Rocket City Rockets, Chase?
Our next tournament is actually in 2 weeks, so we'll get one practice, and then we're right back out on the road. It'll be in Louisville, Kentucky. It's called the King of the Bluegrass Tournament, so we're looking forward to that and getting them back out there on the court, and it's going to be a great time.
And parents watching from the stands saw something special this weekend, and as you mentioned, their parents posting about their children. What do you hope families are seeing develop in their kids through this program?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the most important thing is to as we've kind of been talking about it is growth, right? Because I know that from the point when we first started with some of our kids, you know, they come in and we didn't really know, like, you know, are they going to be into this, or are they, you know, how are they going to respond? And then you see them go from, you know, learning how to push the chair to learning how to dribble and learning how to pass. I'll highlight one in particular is Kira. When she first came in, you know, couldn't really dribble the ball, couldn't really pick the ball up, and, you know, maybe never thought she'd be able to do that. And then now at this past tournament, you know, she brought the ball up the court a few times and was dribbling. So I think it's just like we said, like I keep saying, you know, it's just that seeing that growth and the potential that they have and what they can be.
And I've been able to attend a practice, and you have those kids out there competing against each other, learning, challenging each other. But how does competing against other teams help accelerate development, confidence, and teamwork for your young athletes, Chase?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the best teacher is the experience. So, you know, getting out there and getting that experience, because, I mean, obviously we've been practicing for a while, you know, and you play against each other. And I think going to a tournament and the kids kind of understanding, like, when differentiating the difference between practice and a game, that, you know, when we're there, I think it was a little bit of a shock to them, because it's weird when you play against each other and then now you're playing against these other group of kids. But I think now they're kind of seeing the idea of really coming together and being a team and just learning how to work together and communicate and be great teammates.
And talk about the level of competition that was there, because you have some teams that you competed against who are well-established.
Yeah, we played some really good teams. In this particular tournament, they had two brackets for the prep division, so you kind of had one that was for the more top teams. You know, I know that there was the number 5 team in the nation was there. I believe, like, the number 8 team was there, number 11. So there was a lot of great teams there. And then even some of the ones we played are ranked around, you know, like number 13 or 12 or 15 or whatever it is. And so, there was some top competition there. And even in our bracket, you know, it was kind of the teams that are a little bit lower ranked, but still a lot of great competition. But it was some heavy competition this past weekend.
Chase, what are you hoping to build long-term with Rocket City Adapted Athletics, not just as a team, but as a community resource?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to continue to just build on what we're already doing, and then, you know, just kind of get more into Huntsville and become a little bit more known and get more out in the community so that people can kind of see what we're doing, because I think there's a lot of people that will get behind us. And, you know, we always talk about the more people that know about it within our community, you know, then maybe somebody knows somebody, and then we can give another kid an opportunity and another kid an opportunity. And so I think the more we grow and the more the community gets behind us and the more people share and like on social media or just by word of mouth and all those things, I think will help us to grow into one of those top programs, you know, that we've seen this past weekend. And not only a top program, but a program that's sustainable and that continues years and years down the line.
Thinking about the tournament this past weekend, is there anything that surprised you about the team or yourself as a coach?
Yeah, I think going in, it was, I think as the coach, you know, I was a little weirded out, because I was like, you know, I'm not sure how things are going to go or what I need to say or what I need to do. But I think as we continued to play, we kind of got going and we kind of figured out what we need to do and how the players respond to certain things and all those things. And so kind of just a learning experience as a whole, I think, for myself and then for the kids on the court and me managing the game and stuff. So I think as the weekend went on, we all got a little bit more comfortable. And I think in the last game, we finally saw all of it come together, because our kids came in. Nobody was nervous. Everybody was ready to go and everybody was focused and we did a good job and all the kids responded well to coaching, and they went to the right spots on the court and all those things. So just like I've been saying, just in continuous growth and just finally being out there was a great experience, and I'm glad that I got it.
And I think that last statement about the last team that you played really answers to this next question. But was there a moment over the weekend when you thought, this is why we do this?
Yeah, I think for me in the last game in particular, as they were playing, well, we took a 2-0 lead. So we had a little bit of a lead there at the beginning. So when we saw that and we came right out and you know, we took the lead, we went up 2-0 there for a little bit. And so I think just seeing them come in with confidence and us making that first basket, saying, hey, you know, if we keep getting better and we keep growing, you know, we can compete and we can play with these guys. And then I know the parents got charged up as well in that game, and they started a chant up there, you know, they were chanting, let's go Rockets and all those things. So I think that was getting the kids, you know, hopped up and getting them going and giving them that confidence, you know, to go out there and to play hard no matter the situation, and just go out there with full confidence and just give it your all.
How has coaching these young athletes changed you personally, Chase?
Yeah, I think just seeing, like I said, the progression in each kid, and just I think it's too is learning each kid, because all of our kids have different personalities and everybody's different. Everybody has to be, you know, coached in a different way. And so it's a lot of fun for me to kind of figure out the best way to coach them and get to interact with them and see all their different personalities. But, you know, I think it's just taught me a lot as far as just, and I know I mentioned it, I think, in our previous interview, but just patience and learning to just focus on the small things and the little details and just continue to work with them. And so I think a lot of patience has come for me, and just learning to be patient and to continue to just get 1% better each time we're out on the court.
Let's go back to the support from the community and the years that this has developed. How do you feel about the support that's been received for Rocket City Adapted Athletics in the Huntsville area?
Yeah, I mean, to see just where we started, as we said, you know, at the beginning, that we started with nothing, right? Nobody knew anything. And then now, as we've continued to grow, you know, our team and different fundraisers and community events and things we're a part of, you know, it's been great to see the community get behind us. And you know, of course, all of our supporters that sponsor our events and stuff, I think it's good for them to finally get to see, like, this is where your support is going. And without that support, you know, not only financially, but just knowing that we have a community behind us, without that support, you know, we wouldn't be able to accomplish our goals and do what we do. So, you know, it's a huge thank you to the community, to our supporters, because without them, none of this is possible.
And if a family or a young person is listening right now and they have a disability and they're listening to this conversation and they're wondering if they belong in sports, what would you say to them right now, Chase?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, if you can get in contact with us, and when it comes to adaptive sports and maybe the parent's a little hesitant, or maybe the kid's a little hesitant, feels like, I don't know if this is for me. My recommendation and my encouragement to them would be to just come out and try it, right? And it sounds simple, and it is, because that's where it all started for me. You know, I got in the chair, I got out there, I just started moving around and throwing the ball around, dribbling, and I found, you know, something that changed my life. And so I would just encourage any families out there, you know, just to bring your child and to let them try it, because we'll welcome them with open arms at Rocket City, and we'll work with them no matter what skill level they're at or where they're at. We will meet them where they're at, and then we help them just get better and improve just like we do the rest of our players.
For volunteers or supporters who may not know how to help, what is one simple step that they can take today, Chase?
Yeah, I think the simplest thing and is, like we kind of mentioned, is social media, right? So liking and sharing our stuff and sharing it with family members, friends, and just whoever. I think that's a big part of it. And so just share. That's all I can say. And like we said, you know, if you know somebody who knows somebody, you know, just word of mouth and just sharing it and all those things. And then, of course, as volunteers, you know, if you want to volunteer, you know, anybody can reach out to me. And that's actually how we found our assistant coach, Chloe, and she does a fantastic job. And she reached out before we even started practicing. And so she reached out and kind of wanted to help and to do something. And so that's kind of how she got started. So, yeah, just many different ways, but just mainly just share it, talk about it, and just get it out there.
When people support Rocket City Adapted Athletics, Chase, what are they truly investing in?
Yeah, I think when they support us, you know, we're not only investing in just another team and just another organization just trying to win at sports, but I think what you're supporting and what you're helping is to help disabled athletes and disabled young people not only accomplish their goals in sports, but to help them to be, you know, independent lifelong and to live a life and to have more and more opportunities to do things and not only in the sports world but also outside of that. So for our supporters, you know, whether it be financial or whether it just be, you know, a fan, a supporter from social media or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. So what you're funding is not only a basketball team, but it's future adults and getting these disabled kids the opportunity to grow into that.
And I want to take a minute to congratulate big number 23, Lawson, number 7, Magda, number 10, Jacob, number 14, Kira, number 17, Nehem, number 18, Caden, all the team, all those who have supported Rocket City Adapted Athletics in this effort. Congratulations on a highly successful very first tournament and more tournaments coming up. And I appreciate you, as always, Coach Chase Woods, for joining me here on the Mark White Show to share about Rocket City Adapted Athletics and to come on today to share about the Big Peach Slam Jam.
Yeah, Mark, thank you for having me. And thank you for covering us this weekend and helping us get the word out there.
Absolutely. To learn more about Rocket City Adapted Athletics or to support their mission, visit rocketcityadaptedathletics.org. Again, thank you, Chase Woods, and I'm right there in your corner, man. Anything I can do, just let me know, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Take care, buddy.
You too.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Green's Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Green's Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Where they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.